like sands through the hourglass. These are the bands of your life.
It's brought to us by Globe Life, who's your beneficiary. And they've got a site specifically for P1s. Go to globelifep1.com for details. It is time for Bands of Your Life. And this week, our special super guest star. Since we have not had a DJ on in the 6 months that we've been doing this since the pandy hit, we decided to knock on the studio door next door to the Ticket and our sister station from New Country 96.3. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the great Mitch Rod, Michelle Rodriguez. Hi, Michelle.
Wow, what an introduction.
Well, hey, you deserve it.
That's amazing.
How are you?
I am, let me tell you, doing amazing because we just got the news that we won CMA Major Market of the Year.
Whoa! Okay.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, it's our first time ever. So this is Luke Holmes, actually one of the bands that you'll hear about, gave us a call just minutes ago. In fact, I'm missing out on that segment to be on the Ticket.
Sorry about that.
Wow, Luke Combs called. That's pretty cool.
Sorry to take you away from that, but congratulations. That's a huge honor for New Country 96.3. Way to go.
Yeah, it's a great way to start the morning. And with you guys, I miss y'all.
I know it.
I haven't seen you in forever.
You working from home?
Yeah, I am. I have my little studio here, but it's just not the same. I really, really just miss you guys. That's really it.
Yeah, Michelle and I used to have 30-second conversations every morning as I was leaving the studio and she was walking in. And yes, I miss our daily interactions.
Yes, yeah, because
sounds like you're really close.
Yeah. We're pretty close.
Sounds like it.
We're pretty close.
I think I'm pretty close to Craig.
Are you closest to Craig out of anybody at the Ticket?
Is this a
true
question?
She gets harassed a lot by Donnie and
Donovan.
Saroy.
I love Donovan. Though Donovan, you know what? He's been a great friend throughout the pandemic. He checks up on me.
Aww. Mm.
That's nice.
That's nice. Yeah.
Like how? Like you find him outside your window checking up on you kind of thing? Or?
No, just the random text. That's nice.
Okay.
I think we should all do that to our friends, by the way.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, and I think Michelle knows this, I'm kind of going national because I was on the Fox NFL pregame show this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Michelle is also going national because you not only do a shift for New Country 96.3, but for a station in Colorado, a station in Detroit. You're you're mega famous.
I'm trying. You know, I need one more time zone and then I'm good.
And how long have you been at 96.3?
10 years.
Way to go.
Yeah, 10 years. 16 with Cumulus.
That's fantastic. All right, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can hear Michelle on 96.3. But right now, we're going to hear her Bands of Her Life list. And I can't wait to hear what kind of music you're into. Obviously, some of it's going to be country music. But why don't we get right to it with Band That You Hate?
Kanye.
Whoa. She's bringing it.
You don't get it, huh?
You were talking to a presidential candidate. I don't get what?
Him.
She doesn't even understand what she is supposed to get.
That's like that one right there is his new song. It's called Na Na Na. Like, how much creativity did that take? None. Like, the guy is just not good.
Wow. Sounds like you're pretty jealous of it.
Jealous of what? His stupidity?
Whoa!
Are you going to vote for him for president?
I'm not discussing my votes.
Yeah, we don't want to get into politics here.
Have you already voted? Can you tell us that?
I haven't voted. You know what? My mom's actually on the ballot, so I will vote for my mom.
She's running for president?
What? No, this is breaking news.
She's running for city council.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll definitely vote. Yeah, it is cool.
Are you worried about having a parent in politics? You know, you're going to have to behave yourself and all that, not get in any trouble.
She's been doing it for like 20 years, so I think worked out. Yeah.
She's been on the city council for 20 years?
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for
Mama
Rodriguez.
How did we not know this? Did you guys know this?
Yeah, it's not the Dallas City Council. It's Cockrell Hill.
Cockrell Hill, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, she's been on the city council for 20 years,
That's
and I don't
impressive.
Know that she goes by Mama Rodriguez, George.
I've heard her ads. She does. I'm going to vote for Mama Rodriguez.
Thank you, George. I knew I had your vote.
Yeah.
I mean, she had
she
your
does.
Vote.
She does.
Because
indeed.
Look at that. Yeah. Of course, yeah. Of course.
Well, based on your answer that you hate him, I doubt she's voting for Kanye for president,
okay.
Gordon.
I just haven't heard his agenda. Like, I haven't heard his plan for health care.
He hasn't either.
Yeah, he'll share it with you when it pops into his mind.
All right, Michelle, band you think is overrated?
Drake.
Wow.
You used to call me on my...
Like, listen
like
to that
one.
Dumb song.
See, now I think this song beats me.
Really?
Yeah. This song does yeah. beat me.
Yo.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Like, how was yeah, that even a
phone.
Hit?
Just used to call me. You don't have to say cell phone. Right?
Yeah. It's like, does he really have a landline that he's needing to distinguish this from?
I think that's a great hook, though. Crank it, Jerry.
But it's like a 10-year-old wrote it.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
Yeah, so I don't know how he's famous.
Plus, he's a Raptors fan.
Yeah.
And he's Canadian.
Mm-hmm. All right, band you think is underappreciated?
On that note, I just discovered her, Kylie Fry. And I'd write a book while must listen to her voice.
George?
No, I'm unfamiliar, too. Where's she from?
Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like her voice.
Do you guys play her on that 96.3?
No, we don't. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's one of those voices, like, I recently came across her, and I thought of, like, Faith Hill, kind of 80s country, very traditional. And, I mean, that's just one of those songs, but there's another one with, like, it's just so authentic, so genuine that... I see her, like, making it big. Another Carrie Underwood.
Start playing her. Get ahead of head of the curve there.
Yeah. Yeah, let me get on that.
Do you have that authority to play whatever you want?
No. You know how that works.
Did I hit a... Sorry about that.
But you can make suggestions, right? Like, hey, I think we ought to add this song to your program director.
Absolutely. Yeah. I do that all the time.
That's what I meant. Just stump for us. Hey, we ought to start playing this. It's really good. You have a good ear for it, so...
Yeah, I think she...
And
I
who knows? It may
good.
Break her.
Well, I mean, that's what happened with us and Pat Green. We kind of did the same thing with Pat Green and the Eli Young band and those local bands that we started playing. And so,
yeah,
I don't know.
It was my idea. What do you say? Yeah, George for.
Because
I know they're a very influential radio station. If they start playing them, then artists can get some traction.
Isn't George enemies with Pat Green? Isn't that the...
No.
Is it?
Don't y'all have a rivalry?
Oh, no.
No, we are friends.
I thought you warred
Shouldn't
with him.
Shouldn't have brought that up. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, of course not. We're friends.
This is Michelle Rodriguez, Middays on 96.3, the CMA Station of the Year. Is that right? I want to get the title of the award.
Yes,
right.
CMA Major Market Station.
Major Market.
Year.
Congratulations.
Major Market.
Breaking news this morning.
So breaking.
It is breaking news.
All right,
breaking
band
news.
That you love.
Oh, the Randy Rogers Band.
Yes. All right.
Vomit.
Listen to that. All right, what is wrong with you?
Randy's an incredible writer. Incredible musicians in this band. Way to go, Michelle.
I am still mad at Randy after what he did to George.
Yeah. Would you stop
it
bringing
was
that
awful.
Up?
It was
a misunderstanding.
It was
Don't
horrific
worry about
to
it.
Witness.
It was the worst. Okay, this is
ignore
what happened.
Ignore the emojis. This is a fake story you're about to hear.
So we had Randy in studio. Is that fake, okay. George? Did we
no,
not have Randy
true.
In studio?
That's true. We did have him in studio.
And didn't you tell him in a very touching monologue
He's
about how much he had meant to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And George was basically almost in tears talking about how Randy had
their first
reinvigorated George's lease on life with his music. And you know what Randy responded with?
What?
He said something like, yeah, that's good. Hey, Cornbread, our bass player, he just bought a new trailer.
Okay,
he wrecked it already.
Richardson,
you know what?
Is what he said. He
it
said
was
chops.
It was worse than that. He didn't even say, yeah, that's good. He just said, Chops Richardson just bought a new
Humvee.
Yeah, wow. An ATV.
Oh, he was addressing the noise in the background because Johnny Chops Richardson was on the phone.
It was just, it was so sad. I've never seen someone lay their heart bare in front of another human like that.
Andy
and
I are
stomped
friends,
on.
And that is a great choice. He is an amazing writer.
Michelle,
way to go, Michelle.
Michelle, you tell us why you chose them as the band that you love.
Well, I feel the same way about Randy. I mean, he's receptive to my love, but
unlike George,
I just, you know what? I feel like George and Randy probably have off-air conversations that we don't know about, and that's why he just didn't feel the need to address it on the air.
Thank you, Michelle. Man, I finally have an ally in Cumulus Station, and it's Michelle. Prank that mama bear, Jared.
All right, Michelle. Band that you can listen to over and over again.
Old Dominion. I don't know if you guys heard of that.
Yeah, didn't North Texas play them in 2 weeks?
Not the college. The band. I don't want to be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show. This is autotune. Did this song win last year?
It did. It was Song of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did win a Grammy. I believe so. I don't want to be a one
man band. Yeah, they write catchy tunes.
They do. You know what? They started as songwriters for a lot of artists, like, you know, Kenny Chesney, Dierks Bentley, everybody you can think of they've written for. And then they got together and kind of put a band together, and it took off. And so they're kind of underrated as well. They're not, you know, the Rascal Flatts of bands and country music, but they're
George had a confrontation with them too.
I talked to Rascal Flatts.
Oh my gosh,
yeah, they hate George.
It did not go well.
What? No, I love it.
They were really nice. Nothing's wrong with me. George, these guys telling fake stories.
George overlapped at his own jokes. You had wheeze laugh. You gave him a cold.
Yeah, hey, Jer, I think Jer may have the audio of George's awkward interaction with Rascal Flatts.
And Award they're like winning. The easiest to talk to.
I know. Not for George.
Yes, they were. It was a good interview.
Jer, can you play that for
After
Michelle?
An awkward beginning.
Okay. Didn't Winona also slap you or something?
Yeah.
Remember that whole deal?
I think Michelle was in the studio when I got to meet her, and she was really nice.
No, Janine Turner slapped her.
He made some comment about her weight.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, Michelle. Here it is.
Here with Rascal Flatts. Let's call you Rascal Flatts. I think
it's all right.
I'm sorry about that. You've probably been called a lot worse before.
Yeah, I know. People used to call us Jub and all that kind of stuff. So.
Hey, that's my name.
Listen to that great chemistry between us.
You
we
had
loved
COVID
each other.
Laugh.
Yes, you got right in his face with COVID laugh.
That was before COVID. I wouldn't do that now.
No.
But at the time, it was great.
You brought the Jub plague on the earth.
This goes to show how much you're loved, how much the ticket is loved, that you guys all still have a job.
I know it. See there?
All right, let's move on with Michelle Rodriguez from our sister station, 96.3. Band that made you fall in love with music.
Oh, you're going to love this. Menudo.
Oh, yeah. How
Menudo.
Oh, this is the Sesame Street open.
No.
Oh. No.
Apparently, they were recorded in an airplane hangar.
Let me just say, I am a well-rounded musical individual from a musical family. I feel embarrassed about this one. You know, I grew up with the jazz, blues, Led Zeppelin, B.B. King, all of that. But like any other child, I loved boy bands, and Menudo was one of those.
Sounds like their backup music's on a Casio.
It's
just the
old,
one finger, you
okay?
know, play the progression.
Listen, I know there was a generational gap here, so I wanted to bring something to you that you could relate to.
Oh, thank you.
How old were you when you fell in love with Menudo?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's probably 7, 8.
Wow. That's funny.
I mean, it's... Right. They would, and they had to sound like kids. And then once their voice changed, they would have to switch the guys out.
Oh, so they had like 25 different members?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ricky Martin being one of them. Yeah. Once they.
Okay.
Ricky Martin was in Menudo?
Mm-hmm.
That's how he became famous.
I didn't
know
that. So
wait, was it 25 members at one time? Or are you saying
no,
over
they
the course
switched,
of their...
they had a, yeah, no. They'd switch them out.
Oh, 25 members over the course of their existence. So how many were in the band at one time?
Five.
24.
Huh.
not a Mexican band.
Whoa.
No, right, I mean, Mexican bands have that many people. I don't want to sound terrible.
Right.
Gordon.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gordon.
I want to accuse you of being racist right now.
No, of course you do.
All right, band that surprised you, Michelle.
It was Luke Combs who just called us.
Bye.
Beautiful, crazy, she can't help.
I like him.
He's got an amazing voice.
Does he mention Friday nights or pickups or beer?
Every once in a while.
Blue jeans.
I think he writes a really clever song.
But her crazy is beautiful to me.
Yeah, Gordon.
So,
is this his biggest song, you think?
He supports mental health.
That's the thing. That's funny. That's the thing. Every song he writes is a hit. Like,
yeah.
Absolutely every song he puts out. Like, nobody really wants to put out an album when he does because you're just going to be non-existent. But
when it rains, it pours was pretty big, too.
When it rains, it pours. Yeah. Hurricane, beer never broke my heart. I mean,
look out! There's beer.
There's beer. He wrote a song called 6 Feet Apart, very appropriate for the times.
Yeah.
But no, I mean everything he puts out. And the thing was, it was surprising to me because 3 years ago we had him at one of our New Faces showcase at Capitol Bar in Fort Worth, which is pretty tiny. And all things considered, now this year he pretty much sold out American Airlines Center back-to-back, which he didn't get to play, but his stardom is just... I mean, he's probably the biggest country artist right now.
Wow, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Okay.
And he wrote half of Menudo's hits. Did you know that?
That one he does with Eric Church now, that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. That's another good one.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it really... There's another one that he wrote... about his like dad passing away. I mean, that'll definitely. I did not play that one for obvious reasons, but it's just good songwriting in general. And he's got an amazing voice. So
I loved his song from like 3 years ago. Hold my beer. I got to get my jeans out of the back of the truck. And but that was a great one.
That's what these guys think of country. They just think it's all pickup trucks and beer.
A lot of it is, George.
Some of it is, yeah.
You know, when I was looking for the song to send to Jeremy, there was a song that popped up that said, "My dog is a Democrat." It's a country song.
I don't think any Texas dogs are Democrats.
All right, Michelle, guilty pleasure.
J Balvin.
Botellas para arriba, sí. Los tengo bailando, rompiendo y yo sigo aquí. Que seguimos rompiendo aquí. Esta fiesta no tiene fin.
George says
this is music that makes him nervous at intersections. What did you mean by that, George?
I didn't say that. That's Gordon's joke. He's going to have to defend it.
Please explain that to me.
Yeah, George.
Gordon. That's Gordon's joke.
No, explain it to me. I want to know.
I don't know.
Should I feel uncomfortable?
No,
I think you should.
I think, I think you should be pissed at George.
Like
on
most
this
people
one.
Are, you should be uncomfortable being around Gordon.
Yeah, yeah. I can translate these lines. I believe there was Donde está la biblioteca, which is where's the library.
Now, this offends me.
What? I'm translating.
Yeah, you should be offended by Craig now, too.
Oh, because I'm bilingual? Okay, whatever.
He is bi.
I need to teach you more lines. That's just so basic.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay, are you fluent in Spanish?
I am.
Yes.
Really? Not you, Craig.
See?
That's impressive.
So you could do a DJ shift on a Spanish station?
You know, I actually just did a commercial for a country station. I voiced over a Spanish. I do Spanish VOs, too. I did one for The Wolf, so it's crazy.
Nice.
That's impressive.
Did your parents speak Spanish in the home, or is it mainly grandparents, or how did you learn it fluently?
No, both of my parents spoke both of it, so we go back and forth all the time. I mean, sometimes it's a little bit more difficult just to stick to Spanish when I'm speaking and not throw in English. I mean, you have to be really conscious of not... Code switching is the official
language. I always thought that was the coolest thing ever when I see someone speaking a different language and they just switch into English for a few sentences and switch back into another language.
That's incredible.
I'm so envious of bilingual people.
It's so natural.
Barely speak English.
Like, Well, me too.
It's got to be very good for your brain to have that ability.
Neuroplasticity.
All right, Michelle, finally.
No way that's a word.
Great band to see live.
Mana.
Yes.
This is George is all about this band.
I love these guys.
Of course, you said
they
sound like Sting.
Yeah, their lead singer sometimes sounds a lot like Sting, I think.
I don't think so.
We'll see.
How many times have you seen them, Michelle?
Only a couple times. They've come to Dallas, I believe.
How does that not sound like Sting?
It just doesn't.
It does.
That was a great discussion we just had on it.
I mean, not
excellent
exactly,
debate,
but he reminds me in some of the songs, including this one, he sounds like Sting. A young Sting.
You actually know Mana? That's, that's impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very iconic in Spanish culture.
Yeah, they're hugely famous.
We're on the same wavelength musically, Michelle.
I think so. Yes.
You hate Drake too, George?
No, I don't necessarily hate Drake or Kanye. I'm with Michelle. I really don't get Kanye and why everyone thinks he's genius. Because I reviewed that for Jake and TC once, and I was hearing it, but I wasn't getting it.
Well, Michelle, that was great. You didn't let us down. We can't thank you enough for doing this. I hope you had fun. Hope it wasn't too painful.
No, this was fun. I was just hoping to be able to bring a little bit of me. Because, you know, it's not all country. It's not all country. So.
Gig 'em.
You ever had chicken pox?
I don't remember.
She doesn't remember if she had chicken pox.
Okay.
Yeah, because Gordo's trying to organize a chicken pox party.
Yeah, he's trying to give people chicken pox.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we have enough problems with viruses.
I think we need more chicken pox. That'll take our mind off of the COVID for a while.
I think I'm opting out on this one.
Michelle, thank you, and congratulations to New Country 96.3, our sister station, CMA Major Market Station of the Year. Way to go.
Thank you, and congratulations on your amazing ratings. Let me throw that
in.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you, Michelle.
Hey, do you think 1917 is better than The Haunting of Bly Manor?
That's a fooler question.
Yeah, you don't have to answer that.
Right. Okay.
It's rhetorical.
All right. Okay.
All right, Michelle.
Bye,
take care.
Michelle.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you
too. There she goes, Michelle Rodriguez from New Country 96.3.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.